From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The music world loses a legend.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
A small group of fans have gathered in the rain on a hillside opposite Prince's home and studios at Paisley Park, some taking photos with their cell phones. The music superstar's publicist tells the Associated Press that Prince died at his home Thursday at the age of 57. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf state leaders are meeting in Riyadh on ways they can work more closely to help stabilize the conflict-ridden Middle East region, despite differences on the best way forward.
I reaffirmed the policy of the United States to use all elements of our power to secure our core interests in the Gulf region and to deter and confront external aggression against our allies and our partners. And we reached a common vision on how to move forward together in key areas.
Obama and the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council took a group photo Thursday before opening the one-day summit, with a session focusing on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. President Obama heads to London next, where he will address a range of issues with British Prime Minister David Cameron, including countering terrorism and the refugee crisis in Europe. A Burundian official says a military officer was among four people killed in violence associated with the controversial extended tenure of President Pierre Nkurunziza. Police say unknown gunmen ambushed the officer as he arrived home on a motorcycle Wednesday evening. You're listening to VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed concern to Russia's president that sophisticated weapons from Syria and Iraq could end up in the hands of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, a close ally of the Syrian government. Netanyahu was in Moscow Thursday to meet with President Vladimir Putin, a staunch backer of the Syrian government. Like Russia, Hezbollah has been supporting Syria militarily. The U.S. government's first envoy for gay rights says there is an emerging consensus worldwide that LGBT persons should enjoy the same rights as everyone else. Randy Berry said Wednesday several countries are making changes.
Latin American governments have led the most recent UN human rights resolution on sexual orientation and gender identity. Vietnam revised its civil code to make it easier for transgender persons to alter their legal identity. Nepal made history for its new constitution, which prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, the first country in Asia to take that step.
Berry also welcomed advances in Mozambique and Botswana, but noted nearly 80 countries still criminalize LGBT conduct or relations. Americans are reacting to the announcement that an African-American woman will become the new face on the U.S. $20 bill. Harriet Tubman, credited with leading hundreds of slaves to freedom in the U.S., will replace President Andrew Jackson on the bill.
It's about time a woman, and in particular an African-American woman or any minority, be on our currency.
Harriet Tubman will become the first African-American featured on U.S. currency. Australia is building up its capability to fight cybercrime. Its $200 million cybersecurity strategy is aimed at boosting the nation's defenses against online assaults by hackers. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says defences need to be boosted against foreign hackers because of what he called the unprecedented scale and reach of malicious cyber activity. To help in this effort, the Prime Minister is seeking closer collaboration between the government and businesses and appointing a special ambassador to coordinate efforts with foreign governments. Last year, China was suspected of infiltrating Australia's Bureau of Meteorology. The Bureau has a direct link to the Defence Department, and it's thought the intrusion was an attempt to steal information. Beijing denied any involvement. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on all of these stories, go to voanews.com. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.